This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I want you to think about your wedding reception. I want you to think about what led up to your wedding, etc., for a special reason. There's a reason I'm doing this. I recently looked at the wedding customs of around the world, and I'm genuinely serious. I'm not making these up. They're actual wedding customs, some of the more simple ones. France, at the reception, the bride and groom eat chocolate and drink champagne. It doesn't sound too good a combination, especially if you drink a lot of champagne and eat a lot of chocolate, but that's what they do. The most interesting one, and again, I'm not making this up, it's actual. I actually had a follow-up from somebody walking out the door. The country of Mauritania, I think is how you pronounce it. If the custom is not for the bride to lose weight before the wedding, the custom is for the bride to gain weight. And the serious reason for that is that it's perceived in that country, the heavier the bride is, the more wealthy her parents are. You're not buying it, are you? But that's really what they did. And honest to goodness, somebody came out after second service and leaned over and said, I asked my husband if we can move to Mauritania. I thought, it's your problem, not mine. I don't know about that, what that meant. But that's what she said. We're going to move to Mauritania. I said, it's a little late, but that's what she said. Why am I talking about weddings? I want to tell you about what the wedding custom was in the day that Jesus was on earth. You didn't go on a honeymoon after the wedding. Did you know that you stayed at the house that you prepared for your bride, and your friends came and stayed with you for a week? That's really was the custom, and it was celebratory. There was a lot of joy, because think about it, there was no King's Island, there was no Cedar Point. People didn't have fun things to do. They didn't go water skiing, they just lived pretty mundane life in a village. And the wedding was the one opportunity for joy, one opportunity for celebratory activity, and so they looked forward to the weddings. And Jesus uses the wedding as a backdrop for the lesson today out of Luke 5. That's why I'm talking about weddings, because Jesus does. The Pharisees said to Jesus, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, our disciples, but yours go on eating and drinking. Jesus answered, can you make the guest of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days they will fast. Now here's an interesting parable Jesus tells them. He told them this parable. No one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on the old one. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skin. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No new wine must be poured into new wineskins. I just want to give you this, the bottom line right at the beginning. This is a parable or a story about what the Lord does in your life. The Lord is not interested in tweaking your life. He's not interested in taking a nice guy and making him nicer. He's not interested in taking a decent woman and making her more decent. The Lord is in radical life change. Here's an illustration I could relate to. It's not original with me. God is not interested in spiritual cosmetic surgery, he's interested in raising the dead. Wow, I can understand that. God is not interested in spiritual cosmetic surgery in your life or in my life. He's into heart transplants. He's into raising the dead, which means radical life change. And that's what this passage is about. Don't look at Christianity as a matter of comparative difference.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.